Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Bob Dinnersnyder is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and chairman of the Dinnersnyder Group. Bob, you were telling us about the relaunch of one of your books.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. I was informed yesterday that the critical first years of your professional life, a young person gets started, has just been reprinted.
Wasn't that the first book that you and I, when did that first come out?
That came out 3 years ago.
That was the other one. But what was the first one that you did back in 2000? I'm trying to remember. I don't have it in front of me.
There was a book called Power and Influence. Moses CEO.
Those were the first. That's exactly right. So congratulations on that reprint, and I'm not the least bit surprised. We're talking, Bob, about this challenge that you're making to all of us. To ask ourselves, have we done enough? Couldn't we have done more? And as I said earlier, how many times have I said, wow, I wish I had done more? And oftentimes, especially if it was somebody I knew, or somebody I could have access to, if I didn't do enough, it was because I was worried that I would maybe insult them or whatever. But Bob, I will tell you something. I'm gonna give folks I'm gonna make a confession here. I've been down on my luck, and other people helped me. And as one of my real good friends said to me once, he does this. He lives by this. He says, I have been blessed, and now that I'm successful, it's my job to bless others.
Wonderful statement.
Now I don't think you have to wait to be successful to bless others. You don't have to do that. Because I know he did it when he wasn't, but isn't that a big part of the deal? Just think of it that way. You know what? If I have any blessings, I should share those blessings. What do you think?
I think we should do everything we possibly can. You know, the United States is a beacon for the rest of the world, and it's a beacon because we have people doing things exactly like that. It's a beacon because you can go to any church you want to in America. It's a beacon because you can say anything you want to in America. I was in Russia a couple of months ago. I said to the cab driver, how's Vladimir Putin doing? He didn't say anything. I asked him a second time. He said, we can't talk about this.
No kidding.
We can't talk about it.
That's dangerous. So, you can have that conversation about Obama with a cab driver in New York City, I'll tell you that. So, especially the mayor, you can have a conversation about the mayor. So speaking of other parts of the world, Bob, you're a world traveler. Why is it that America is so reviled in some parts of the world, even though we look around and we say, why would they not like us?
I'm sorry to say this, but I think there's a jealousy, number one. Number two is I think that many parts of the world know that they can't get what we have, which we have created, without serious problems and output on their part. I mean, these are in sophisticated parts of the world, France, England, places like that.
Yeah.
If you go to the third world, the developing world, it's even worse.
Even though wherever you might be standing in Europe, the reason those people are able to stand next to you is because of America. If you go to a developing country and someone is disparaging of America in those countries, they're probably not very far away from some American aid. Even with all that, they still feel that way about us.
They do, and I hate to say it, but there's no way around it. We can't stop giving the aid, although we probably should reconsider in some places, but there's no way around it. And people are simply jealous of where we are. They don't like the fact that we're successful. But you know something? We're going to continue to be successful.
Do you think it's the people who feel that way, or do you think it's the leadership who feel that our form of government is so laissez-faire relative to other countries it wouldn't allow them to have the control that they have? What do you think?
I think the man in the street in Asia, the man in the street in the Middle East, has an affection for America.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons they want to come here.
I think you're right, but people with any kind of access to power probably don't, because if they had to operate the way over there, the way we operate here, they wouldn't have that power, would they?
They'll lose their power. But mm-hmm. there are very few people from Syria. There are very few people who want to go to Syria. Very few people who want to relocate to India.
If you could push the tolerance button and dump a global cloud of tolerance all over the world, that would be the thing to do, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. That'd be a great thing.
We could use more of that. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'll see you very soon.
Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Always makes us think. Dillenschneidergroup.com. Check out that website. His new book will be out soon. We'll tell you more about that later on. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.